favor, will you? You mind washing off that perfume before you come back to our table?
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard Al's Untouchables, a track that was originally released on the Hunt label in 1966. I got off the compilation I'm a No Count. Came out on the Teenage Shutdown series in 1995. Before that, Liars from 1984 on the On Fire LP, Help You Ann, came out on Ace of Hearts. Before that, The Animals. Yes, another track by The Animals. Because you know what? I think about it. I think they were my favorite British invasion band. The Animals did I'm Crying, single release in 1964 on MGM. I believe the album cut had a cold ending. And before that, The Moguls, a track that was the B-side to Ski Bum, which appeared on, I forget which Back from the Grave compilation it came on, but The Moguls did Try Me. I have the compilation, Knock You Flat, came out in Beat Rocket, and I don't know when, I put the CD away, so I really don't know when it came out. I just know that the original release was on Panorama in 1966. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. Want to get a hold of me between shows? Send me that ID that I've been begging for about a year and a half. It's a bumper. All you got to do is mention me, the Desperate Hours, the WMFO, and yourself. And, you know, you don't need a claim to fame. Yeah, you know, you don't. Or maybe your association with me in some way, shape, or form may incriminate you. No one wants to be... Everybody's a closeted Desperate Hour admirer. And only the real lunatics sent me those bumpers. But all I got to do is send it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. If you're on social media, and admit it, you are, just go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. And you can go get in touch with me over there, too, if you want. And you know you wanna. Anyway, Danny won't be in tonight. There will be no lounge. I will likely stick around for at least a little bit and entertain the both of you. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And yeah, I'm going to hint. I saw Jersey Boys on Broadway Tuesday night. It was going to be a selection from their catalog, the Four Seasons catalog. Check it out. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah. me know, for Christ's sake.
Oh,
Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
They call me the Rockin' Lady, that's my name. They call me the Rockin' Lady, that's my name. Oh, yeah.
7:23 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. ahrq.gov. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. You just heard the Champs, and somehow I have wound up with virtually their entire discography. I don't know how, but somebody's, you know, I think you can't buy like a box of records from 1953 to say 1963 with at least a Champ single. I don't even know if I have tequila. I think I do have tequila somewhere, and I think I've had it for years. But all the rest of them, yeah, you know, and they seem to put out records like, you know, really almost like rabbits. The Champs did Chariot Rock from 1958 on the Challenge label. Before that, Penny Candy. Yes, her name was Penny Candy. And she was introduced by the candy wrapper lady. Penny Candy did the Rockin' Lady from 1959 on the Flippin' label. Before that, the Zounds did Me and My Girl, originally released on the Music Mountain label in 1967. But I got off the compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 3 and 4. It's a CD. Came out in 2015 on Crypt. Before that, the Four Seasons with this week's song that everybody knows. And Come On, Mary Ann from 1967 on the Phillips label. And that was part of the Numbers. And I'm sure many of you have probably seen the show anyhow, or at least the movie. And that's Come On, Mary Ann. Oh, I was going to say Jersey Boys. Anyway, we kicked it off with the Mono Men. And covering Channeling Dead Moon, 5440 A Fight, from their CD 10 Cool Ones. Came out in 1996 on the Scat label. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Set locally, 781-350-3264. Email coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yes, those of you who have, you masochists that have been listening to me for over 20 years on the radio, I still have the old Coffee and Smokes email address, coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on social media, and yes, you know you are, I know you are. I've crept your pages. No, I haven't. No, I'm all kidding. Anyway, go over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? There's 35 minutes officially left in the show, but I'm going to stick around a little longer because it is my birthday. And you know, it's funny. I was on radio from 1981. Well, part of it was a broadcasting club at a community college, but 1981 to 85, and then again from 1993 to the present. And I've only done radio my birthday twice. Do you know that? No, you didn't, because I never told you. But I told you. Well, I'm taking full advantage of it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
We'll be right back. has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. Though you keep telling me that you're lonely, I'll know if someone is there. 'Cause the night has a thousand eyes. A thousand eyes. One of these days you're gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my keys are stray. 'Cause the night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
It's 7:41 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you what I just played. You just heard the Shondells on a track called Something's Got a Hold of Me. It was originally released on the IER label in 1966. I got off a compilation, the Icon Record Store. It came out in 2005 on Frantic. For that, Bobby V. Yeah, a little bit of fluffy stuff from 1962 on the Liberty label. The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. Actually, it's labeled twice on both sides. Anonymous phone call. Maybe it's worth $1 million or something. Maybe. The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, Bobby V from 1962. Before that, Reckless Eric from 1977 kind of threw a little bit of a, I don't know, a little wrench into all the 60s and 50s stuff. Reckless Eric from 1977 and Whole Wide World. I got off the compilation Teenage Kicks, UK Pop Volume 1. Came out in 1993 on Rhino, and I tell you, it was on Stiff originally in 1977. Before that, the Jelly Beans did The Kind of Boy You Can't Forget. Came out in 1964 on the Redbird label. I don't know. I'm the kind of boy you never remember. Anyway, before that, the French Church kicked off the set with Without Crying. I got off the compilation recently released, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 7 and 8. Came out this probably like about 2 months ago on Crypt. Originally released on the Princeton label in 1968. In about 17 minutes, the official Desperate Hours will end. And I will stick around for a little bit of the lounge. It will be called the Desperate Hours. And I will try to put together the archive for you guys tomorrow, both of you. Well, you just tell your friends, you know, they can go over to www.wmfo.org, go over to schedule, go over to Thursday night, scroll down, Desperate Hours, Alex, click on it, and there you go. Now, you'll have to go over to the lounge to get the second half of it. For this week, anyway. Let's get back into it, shall we? These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money, that's what I want, yeah, that's what I that's what I want. Ooh. Lots of things are gonna kill you real, only one thing gonna pay my bills, and that's money.
Early in the morning, early in the morning, early in the morning. town where law and order are dirty words, where you can buy a cop as easy as a beer, where the women are friendly as long as you've got the price. They call it Bucktown. Bucktown, starring Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah, and Tony King. They're the greatest black attack pack you'll ever see.
What the hell do you know about that?
And they're taking over Bucktown.
Like stealing candy from a baby.
You know any prayers, Cracker?
Damn, brother, you have become one violent dude.
Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah, and Tony King. Together, they're dynamite. In Bucktown, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, let me explain the way this last set of regulation for a slither into overtime. Just heard the Champs. Yeah. I wasn't paying much attention. I mean, like, actually, I usually have leftovers. When I pull music, I usually have some leftovers that I never get around to playing. I just don't pull them. I just have... They're my insurance in case I run out of stuff to play. I really shouldn't worry about it. I mean, there's always something to play in here. I just got to be able to find it. But anyway, either that or I'm going to have Beat Girl Amy hustle down here with some of her records. But anyway... We got the Champs, El Rancho Rock, also from 1958, like the other one I played. What was the other one I played by them? Well, let me just see. Yeah, Chariot Rock. Anyway, 1958 on the Challenge label. Before that, the Gorries from 1991 did Early in the Morning from the LP. I Know You Fine, But How You Doing? Came out in Crypt. Before that, the Sonics, channeling Barrett Strong and Money. From the reissue of Here Are the Sonics, came out in 1998 on Norton! Never made it over there. Well, they had the intentions to visit their brick and mortar store, but then, you know what they say, a road to hell is paved with good intentions. Anyway, it was originally released on the Etiquette label in 1965. Before that, the Knightsmen did Daddy Was a Rolling Stone. There's another one I got off the Icon record store, the two CD compilation.